Okay, this is board time, Wednesday, September 16th. This is part two, starting at 3:17.
Okay.
Your
project, sir.
It's kind of evident that we need more information, mm-hmm. and so we're going to make a motion that we put this off and bring it back at a later date after we have more information.
Okay. We don't even need a motion for that. We just simply naturally that would happen. Is that okay, Tom?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But
so
I agree with you.
Okay, and I agree too. We need more input. Okay. Because we've eaten so much time on that on that topic, I would like to just simply give us each an opportunity to focus on the information I've provided here, and both the proposed direction, and bring this back next week. So I've got here just simply the graph of the sales tax and the property tax over time. In proposed direction, that would be the a proposal we can consider and bring that back next week.
Okay.
I would like to be able to move. There is a. If you look at the minutes, one of the parts that we started in the minutes is that we talked about the flag policy. Since then, we've had our law and justice meeting, and our sheriff has weighed in on that. As to who makes the call, and Axel, you
thank
were there.
You.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you all
thank
three.
You, Steve.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Thanks.
And Mark, you were there too.
I was.
So basically, the intent there is that the sheriff has a significant motivation and a desire to be empowered to make the call to suggest. To have our blessing, when he realizes that there's an appropriate time in his discretion to lower the flag to half mast, that he would just simply make that call. We did, and doesn't have to bring it to a board for us to confirm it, and that would be he would be equipped to do that automatically. And he would make, and along with that, there's the, if that's all we do, then our community is going to be left in the dark. Why is it at half-mast? And so the message needs to come along with that. So what we thought we would, the solution to that is to also provide a place on our website where the little blurb, why is it at half-mast? What's the story? Why are we grieving? Whose loss are we respecting? And that he would provide that information, that narrative. And so they're linked up.
So
and that's what the law and justice meeting with all of those stakeholders, what they preferred.
Okay, but I would like to know how that flies with our existing flag policy, which we have on our grid. And I don't remember where I found it in there, but we have a formal flag policy that we've adopted. So I'd just like to know how those two, and I found it after that discussion. It's on the grid, and it's our formal policy for what we do with the flag, and I think it includes, like, when it goes to half mast and some other things.
Yeah,
so
all
we want it to be consistent.
We
right?
do, we do.
Yeah.
And
okay.
And I'll be working together with Sheriff Atkins to develop communication protocols so that the word gets out to the general public and to our employees and so that we have a web presence either on the sheriff's page or the counselors or both so that anybody visiting our page can maybe see a flag at half staff and then click on it, however we portray it, so that they can read about the person or the canine or what have you.
And your concern is that there's a policy that needs to be amended to
correct.
Well,
that.
I don't know if it needs
it
to
will be
amended.
Yeah, because this
so
is all new.
We want to be consistent. That's
correct.
All. We want our published policy to be consistent with what the sheriff.
Yeah, and I had that flag policy dropped in my inbox for that very purpose.
Great.
So you're going to prepare whatever proposal you have back for us, so that we can make that official policy that would accommodate
with what we have and with what happened.
Right, and I think the vehicle for that would be an amended flag policy that incorporates the desires of the sheriff.
Sure, and I would assume that we wouldn't have two places on the on our county website.
You could have two links to one.
Yeah, that's always a possibility. So I would look to our sheriff and to you, Mr. County Manager, how best to where to put that and how best to navigate it. You just come back to us and say, here's what we recommend.
Sure.
Great.
Happy
okay.
to do it.
All right. We're all good with that?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Was there a motion to approve the minutes?
Yes,
we did those already.
We signed already.
Yeah.
You seconded it. I signed it.
And we all voted unanimously.
Oh, and then you followed with the discussion about...
Right. I revisited the minutes just simply because that was...
Okay, great.
That's what reminded me about this follow-through.
And I have them checked off.
Yes. Would you like to go first on your Council of Communications?
So are we pulling 2.2 off in order to...
To give everybody
next week.
Time.
Till next week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
To digest.
I am going to skip counselor communication. Thank
okay.
you.
I have just one thing to bring up. It flashed through my mind. I think I asked, and we didn't have an answer before, do we have an RFP out there for animal control and Humane Society
we do.
Services?
Huh?
I guess I'm curious as to, are we going to submit that to other services?
When we float the RFP, we are looking for anyone interested in providing the services that we need to take care of abandoned animals and animals that people who no longer want, they want to put them up for adoption and that sort of thing. Anyone interested in that business is free to submit a proposal.
So in the proposal that we're putting out there, is it divided up? Because there are some people that are interested in it that I know of that may not provide all full service.
Yeah, I haven't seen the RFP.
Okay, when you get it, share it with me.
Yeah, we'll do.
I see how that works. That's all I have.
Okay, Mark, you got anything?
I'd like to make you guys happy, and I think today I can make Councilor Milky happy because the surplus property on Highway 99 and Northeast 88th is on the consent agenda for next Tuesday.
All right.
To sell it.
We had an offer.
$300,000. And we've decided that's the best we can get, even though the appraisal said it was worth more.
Mm-hmm.
After three attempts to surplus it,
awesome.
You know, if you get a $300,000 bid three times in a row, that's the market value.
That's right.
Is that road fund?
It will be road fund.
Okay.
That's
why I used.
No, I forgot you were still.
Well, it'll. And I think, as I understand, I think the property owner owns some other area around it. So
yeah. So it'll blend right into his business. Yeah.
Good.
So anyway.
On that note, Miller Paint Store?
I should have not said anything about the other property.
Well, let me ask the question again. Hampton Glass expressed interest in it. So if we only have one person looking at it, someone probably should contact Hampton Glass and get more money.
Yeah, I don't know the latest on Miller Paint, but we'll get you that story.
Okay.
Hampton Glass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you tell.
So
another thing that's going to make it happen.
You may recall we had a consent item a month or two ago where we've been wanting to get a scale at Welty Pit.
Yeah.
And so we've been working with WashDOT, and they had some funds available, so we asked for an agreement there, and we expected to spend somewhere between $70,000 and $100,000. And at the consent, you suggested that we look around for a used one, and so we actually used another person that we have who helps find us equipment, and he found one.
Awesome.
And So it
at a much reduced price.
I think it's 57 for it, and it's actually even a little bigger than we need, which will work great. That's on consent.
I knew they were out there. I bought one.
Good work. Yeah.
So two hits today.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Good job. Mm-hmm. Good job.
Okay. Anything else, Mark?
Will there be a report on that property?
Pardon?
Is the property that is going to be on the consent?
Mm-hmm.
That the determination was made to surplus it.
Right. There was no...
There was no report required to be written on that?
No, because the property was acquired specifically for a road project.
Yes.
And we knew in advance that the remainder would be surplus. So no report's necessary. We didn't have to analyze it. There was no county purpose for keeping it.
Now, is that going to be true of all property that we purchased and said we're purchasing it, but we don't need it?
If it's for a road project, for example, along 119th,
okay,
we only buy...
So that's true of road projects.
Right. We try to buy just what we need, but in some cases, if we impair the dwelling on the property to the degree that it's not useful anymore, mm-hmm. then we have to buy the entire property and then surplus what we don't need.
I think I'd have to go back and look, but it may be that I think because we started this process on the 88th Street property probably over a year ago or so, because we that it may be that I think we almost always come forward with the board with a declaration
authorization
declare surplus property, mm-hmm. even if it's a road project. So I think we actually did that maybe over a year ago, because we went through, I think this is the third auction that we've been to, and they're twice a year, I think.
But the distinction is, one is county code requirement, the other is as a part of our acquisition and our requirements under our funding. So
right.
there are two different purposes under which you would do this surplus declaration. What you, Mark and what you are describing, Councillor Stewart, are the report that's required by our code under Title II, 232 or 233A, I can't remember, that calls for us declaring the surplus. What Heath's describing is a different process, although it has a similar name.
Okay.
Okay, Councilor Medora, if I could.
Sure.
I had the opportunity, after living here since 1998, to camp out at Battleground State Park the last two nights.
Great.
And I just have to say that the quality of life in this county is amazing. If you've not been to Battleground State Park, the campsites are excellent. There's a nice lake there you can swim in. And anyway, just love living here.
I agree.
Did you fish?
My brother couldn't find his fishing license, and he couldn't find the life preserver for his boat, so no, we didn't fish.
You played cards.
No, we played cribbage, actually, and I beat him. We played two games. I beat him both times. So
it's a nice hike all around the lake.
Yeah, it wasn't. Well, part of it's closed because there's some dangerous trees.
Oh, yeah.
No, those are the fun ones to climb over.
Yeah. Any ducks out there?
I saw no ducks.
Oh, that's good. The last time we had to close it down because of the ducks.
Because of the contamination of the lake? Yeah.
Does anyone else have anything?
You know that you're out there swimming.
Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Well, are you going into executive?
Yes, we are.
Oh.
So we're not adjourning.
We're not adjourning.
No.
We're just going into
Okay, so we're going to have three parts to this recording
today.
Okay.
Back up the truck. That's not really an adjourn. That's really a pause until the executive session. We'll come back in an open meeting after that. Is that a friendly understood?
Yeah.
No objection. That's a record.
No objection. And I think we should make it clear to the citizens that have come that it's not our intent to bring up anything new.
Yeah, there's no plan to action at this point.
Yeah, we'll just reconvene to adjourn.
Yeah, yes. That's the intent.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
I can just clarify.